that people with the gift of serving, they don't necessarily have to be up front. They don't have to be in a place where they can be seen. But people with the gift of serving, they see things that need to be done, and they just come alongside and they do them.
Hello and welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of The Gift of Serving. So let's rejoin Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of The Gift of Serving.
By others in the body are depended on by others in the body. Look what it says in verse 37. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom they had washed and laid in an upper chamber. Then look at verse 39. Then Peter arose and went out with them. And when he was come, they brought him to the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. People depended on her. So much to the fact that they weren't, you know, it's just like they said. Somebody said, she died. I can't receive it. No, I can't receive it. The woman is dead. No, I can't receive it. Dorcas is not dead. Dorcas, she is too valuable to the body. And as I was meditating on this, I began to ask the question, you know, we train people in the body of Christ to equip and empower other people to go out and serve. So that if you are a gone and you're not here, that it shouldn't be noticed. It shouldn't be noticed that you're not here because you have equipped and trained other people to do what you do, so that things still run smooth even if you're not here. And I believe that that's the way it's supposed to go. These people, they were so dependent on her that when she died, they had a hard time letting her go. She was such an integral part of the body that they had a hard time saying that she was dead and letting her go, to the fact that they sent for Peter hoping that Peter would come and touch her and raise her up. Now my question is, if we were to die, would people miss our service? You know, there have been some saints at Bethany, and I'm not going to start calling names because they would be too numerous to call, that have passed away. And you know what? When they passed away, man, it left a big hole here in the body. Dorcas. That was Dorcas. How about you? If you were to pass away, would there be a hole left in the body of Christ? Because you have been serving the Lord. There's a poem that I read often at homegoing services and funerals. And it's called The Dash. What does your dash represent? I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came her date of birth and following the date with tears, but said what mattered most was the dash between those years. For the dash represents all the time that she spent alive on earth. And now only those who loved her know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things that you would like to change? You will never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real, and always try to understand the way other people feel, and be less quick to anger and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each member with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy's read and your life people begin to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about you and how you spent your dash? Wow. Wow. Will you be missed? That when God calls you home, will there be an absence from your departure? Will there be a void that's left because you are no longer here? I pray to God, and once again, I try to equip people, and hopefully, you know, if God takes me, there's people that will step in, but there would be a gap somewhere. They would say, man, you know, we certainly going to miss Pastor Glaze because, and see, you see, a lot of times, you know, people say at home going, funerals, you know, man, we certainly going to miss so-and-so. I hear that a lot. Man, we certainly going to miss so-and-so. But you know sometimes what I don't hear them say? We certainly going to miss so-and-so because they drove the van, because they cooked in the kitchen, because they served at funerals, because they counseled people who were hurting, because they sang in the choir, because they greeted me every Sunday as an usher. Man, it's a big difference, understanding that you're going to be missed. And the people missed Dorcas when she passed away. She was greatly missed. And I think it's a sad life that we would live our life and die. And yeah, our families might miss us. But even more importantly, will you be missed in the body of Christ? Will you be missing that? To me, yeah, you know, it's important that we, you know, love and minister and take care of our families. And, you know, often we've heard, you know, you got to do it there, and that's understood. But we've also been called to serve in the body. And if we're gone, will we be missed? Dorcas was somebody that was greatly missed, because she was a servant of the Most High God. And then we see that people with this gift love to see needs met. She made these garments for these ladies because they had a need. And people in the body love to see needs met. Next, people with this gift, what do they desire? Three things, and we've talked about them to some degree, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time. They desire to meet the needs of others. And the one problem they might have is sometimes they have a hard time saying no, all right? So, you know, a person with the gift of serving has to watch that sometimes. They serve in the background, and they necessarily don't want to be in a leadership role, and they love to do work with their hands, people with this gift. How is this gift misunderstood by others in the body? Now, I had a chart that I had done in the introduction, but I'll show it next week. And in this chart, because somebody brought it to me last week, that the gifts need to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And when you think about Galatians chapter 5, when it talks about the fruits of the Spirit, and that's true, so that as we operate in our gift, that we need to operate our gift in the fruit of the Spirit. So next week when I do the introduction, I have a little bit more time. I'll go over that. But let me just say that, because a lot of these things, especially when people misunderstand the gift and when Satan attack it, that if we are operating in the power of the Holy Spirit and allowing the fruits of the Spirit to flow through us, that we will be able to use the gift in such a way where God will be glorified and where Satan can't attack it, all right? But how is this gift misunderstood by others? Some people think that this person sometimes is pushy, and I've heard this, that, man, you know, they just do stuff. They don't even ask anybody. You know, we are part of the group too, huh? You know, but, you know, sometimes, so once again, you see it being manifested, you know, right here in the body. You know, well, how come they don't talk to so-and-so? How come nobody talked to me? They just went ahead and did it. And so sometimes people in the body, you know, they see the person with the gift of serving, you know, because, this, you know, just keep in mind, what does this person want to do? Let's get it done, man. You know, let's get it done. You know, I don't have time to be waiting. I have time to be delegating. You know, it just needs to be done. I need to do it. And however we're going to get it done, let's just get it done. And that's the spirit of that person. And so sometimes people might see them as being a little bit pushy. Others understand them because, once again, they think that they're being excluded. And it's not that the person is intentionally kicking you to the curb. It's just that they want to get it done. And sometimes in their effort to get it done, they just push right ahead. Others think that the person is impatient and jumps in too fast. And now one of the things that a person with the gift of serving can be accused of is not being spiritual. Why? Because, you know, they want to do. And sometimes, you know, they don't want to necessarily be. They don't want to, you know, sit back and allow the Spirit to work and allow God to work. So, you know, they jump out there and do. All right. How does Satan attack this gift? He causes pride. Hey, you know, one of the things, the church that I pastor, I can say this. It's happened here at Bethany, but I can't say it because somebody might be offended by what I'm going to say. So I'll just refer to the other church that I used to pastor. And this did have, this is a true story. You know, there was a picture, or no, there was a statement that had was put on the wall that somebody had, you know, put together and outlined, put a border on it, and just done a great job on it. But from a theological standpoint, there was some things that was incorrect. And so, you know, I just, as the pastor, said, well, you know, we can't have people looking at this. I said, you know, let's take it down. So we took it down. Oh, and why did I do that? Oh, the next Sunday, man, the person, oh, my grandmother gave that to this church. And, you know, I can't believe that you just went up there and you just took it down. And you know, oh, man, just blew me out of the water. And, you know, a lot of times, a person with the gift of serving is the same way. Is that they do something and somebody messes with it? Oh, man. See, Satan will attack it. Satan will attack. Satan will get in your spirit and Satan will cause you to say, man, I put all that work into that. How are they just going to go ahead and do that? How can they go ahead and just take that down? How can they go ahead and just get rid of that thing? See, and you got to realize that Satan is attacking. And so the pride comes in there too, you know, because of what I did. You know, God used you. You were a servant and God used you to get it done. But yeah, this is what I did. And you better not mess with it. You know, this is how I contribute to this. And so Satan can attack this gift through pride. Satan can attack this gift through causing a lack of burden for other people. That they're not necessarily concerned about other people now, but they're just concerned about, watch this, about getting the job done. So they, you know, they step on people, they run over people, they offend people because they just want to get it done. And so they don't have a concern and burden for other people. Causes lack of concern for spiritual growth. That, once again, so concerned about getting something done that they're not taking time to spend time with God and seek Him. Here we go. Causes a critical spirit to arise within if he feels that others are not doing what they're supposed to do. Well, you know what? I'm the only one that's doing something. Them folk down there, they're not doing it. Why they let me do all the work? See, now, you know, as long as you had the gift balance, right? As long as the gifts, the fruit of the Spirit was flowing through you, everything was all right. But see, now Satan has attacked it, and now you begin to get critical of other people. You know, because, you know, I'm here every week doing something. And, you know, I can't depend on these other folk. You know, instead of praying for them and trying to encourage them, I'm just not even going to fool with them. You know, that's Satan attacking the gift. And so you got to be careful that you allow, give Satan the opportunity to come in there and attack the gift. And then causes bitterness when the work is damaged or destroyed, even if it's in the name of improvement and making it better. Well, you know, my grandmother paid for these windows in this church. I can't believe that you're just going to throw them away. You know, I spent all my time over here fixing this thing up. I just can't believe y'all going to go ahead and get something new. See, there goes Satan. You know, God has blessed you. God has given you a gift. God has allowed you to be a blessing to the body. And Satan, he's going to try to find a way to come in there and attack it. And that's how he attacks people with this gift of serving. Where can you use this gift? At Bethany. And let me say this, that as I go through these, and you know, it's getting a little warm up in here now. all right. So I guess we can go. I was going to cut it short now. We all right? We all right? I was going to cut it short now, but look like y'all done warmed up. I done got warm anyways. All right. I just want to say this, that, you know, when you think about using the gift, you know, I'm not saying that these are the only ministries that you can serve in. I'm just saying these are suggestions where these gifts will really operate well if this is what God calls you to, okay, as a trustee. You know, trustees should definitely have the gift of serving. Assisting with Christian education ministries, a nursery, kids worship, vacation Bible school, summer youth program, just going in and seeing things that need to be done and assisting those who would have the gift of teaching and that would be teaching the class. Assisting with the youth choir or the youth deaf ministry. Once again, yoke fellows, a prison ministry, a person with the gift of serving. Here's a great opportunity for service. Angel tree, another opportunity for people to use the gift of serving. A greeter or usher, the master's kitchen, the food pantry. Whenever we have funerals, we serve food here. Another opportunity for serve. Singing in the choir is another opportunity to use the gift of serving. Helping out with the media ministry. You heard the announcement today about Church on Wheels. Transportation ministry. These are all opportunities where you can use the gift of serving at Bethany Baptist Church. And once again, if you don't know what your gift is, hopefully next week we will have the information in the bulletin so that you can take the inventory and know what your gift is. And so that you can be serving, knowing how God is motivating you in service for him. As I close today, there's a message that I share, and I'm not going to preach the message. I just want to just read the passage and share some principles with you. And that is application for all saints, that all of us should be servants. All of us should be servants to some degree. Now, some people have the gift of serving, and others are to be servants. And so God motivates us, God moves us to let all of us know that we should be serving in some way. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And see, if I had the dummy that Deacon Cephas had up here, I would say there was a man that was riding on a donkey. You dog me out, man. You dog me out, Mike. But that's all right, brother. I love you, man. He got me at my appreciation. All right. But in Luke chapter 17, he says here, but which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him when he has come from the field, go and sit down to eat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready that with which I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So you also, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants, for we have done that which was our duty to do. Four things, very quick. Service with a smile. God has called us all to serve him, and we need to serve him with a smile. In the 100th Psalm, David said, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing? Are you serving God with a smile today? Are you serving him with joy in your heart? The person with the gift of serving, man, they get so much joy out of serving. Just like I'm standing here and I get so much joy out of teaching. I love to teach. I love to teach the word of God. Yesterday, man, I had the greatest time just meditating and studying. You know, man, it was so great. Man, it was just like being in heaven for me. I mean, I just loved it. And the person with the gift of serving, they feel the same way about serving that I feel about teaching. They just love to serve. That's just in their spirit. And so there's something of the servant, the gift of serving, that should trickle down to all of us. And one thing we ought to get from that is joy. You know, you ought not come up in here serving God angry, upset, bitter, frustrated. Man, there ought to be something in your spirit that changes whenever you say, man, I'm doing this for God. I'm serving the Most High God. And there ought to be something that ignites in your soul and fires you up. And so when you think about that, first of all, you know, there got to be a surrender to selflessness. That if you're going to serve God, you know, this guy came in from the, he'd been in the field all day. He had been plowing. He had been feeding cattle. He had been in the sun. He was out there all day. And then he comes in, and the master said, wait a minute. Before you do anything for yourself, go wash up, cook me a meal, serve me, then you can eat. What? What? Man, didn't we just have a such and such meeting last week, and we meeting again this week? Why we gotta have all these meetings? Surrender to selflessness. What? Wash up? Cook a meal and serve you? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis? See, a servant surrenders. You know, Dorcas. I'm doing this for the Lord. This is for God. I'm serving God. Surrender to selflessness. Second thing, toleration for toil. That, you know, one thing after the next. One thing after the next, after the next, after the next, after the next, and you got to do it with a smile. Sometimes you might be ready to take it in, and God says, no, I got something else for you to do. You know, it's sometimes 9:30 at night, I'm leaving here, and I get home, and I get a phone call, and I'm back out in my car. Toleration for toil. Toleration for toil. And you got to do it, man. Joy. Joy in your heart. Joy in your spirit. Third thing, uniqueness to be unappreciated. Does he thank that servant when he does all that? Not. Does he? No. Sometimes, saints, you will do something and nobody will say thank you. I'm sure that every time Dorcas, thank you. Thank you for the full of good works. Thank you. I'm sure that Dorcas didn't get thank yous all the time. Sometimes say, don't get your feathers ruffled. Don't get offended when people don't thank you. If, when you give the best of your service, telling men that the Savior has come, be not dismayed if they don't thank you, for he'll understand and say, well done. Uniqueness to be unappreciated. And then a declaration of duty. When you have done all this, just say, I've done that which is my duty to do. I've just done what God asked me to do. You know, I haven't even gone above and beyond in this area of service. I've just done what God asked me to do. The gift of serving. Some people have the gift, but all of us are called to be servants.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Join us next time for the first half of The Gift of Teaching. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, The Gift of Serving, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request The Gift of Serving or program number 080309. That's 877-831-5060 and request The Gift of Serving or program number 080309. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208.